Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Here we are. So I want to complete something, because I keep on finding more and more traces, not just traces, but more and more implications of the diukim that we made last time in the Rambam, in the mitzvah of Bikurim, and the mitzvah of, let's see, what was the other mitzvah? And the musafim the mitzvah of Shtei Alechem and the mitzvah of Musafim. Here we are. So it's mitzvah Mem Vav is where we started noticing, and then we went back. So it's mitzvah 46. There's nothing there yet. You can have that, but there's nothing there yet. I forgot to make a copy again of Sefer Mitzvot, which is just as well. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the actual text. Mitzvah 46. Again, so he says in 46, 45 is Shitzivan Alakir Kavam Musaf Gam Hi Gam Kain B'Yam Chamishim Yam Akrava Zomer Shushi Shosu Benisa. This is the mitzvah to do a Musaf on the 50th day from the offering of the Omer, which is the 50th day from the 16th of Nisan. Zeh Musaf Atzeres and Nizkav B'Midbar. And this is Musaf Atzeres, which is mentioned in B'Midbar Sinai. And then in mitzvah 46, he says we have a mitzvah to bring another mitzvah. We have a mitzvah to bring two loaves of bread into the Mikdash with the karbanas, which are specified for the karban. Shehem Yavav V'Gualach, and those karbanas come as a result of or because of these two loaves. On the Yom Atzeres HaMudbal, on the described defined day of rest, which is going to be what we call Shavuos. And to be marked with karbanos, the way the Torah describes this Sefer Vayikra. So we tentatively, furtively, meekly, stood on these words that in the 45 you see all of a sudden he decides to tell you where the Musaf of Shavuos is mentioned, Bamidbar. And here he tells you where the Karban and Shtei Alechem is mentioned. He says B'Sefer V'Yikra, which is atypical of all the other Karbanas that he lists right in the last few mitzvahs. So we pointed out last week the dichotomy between Vayikra and Bamidbar, and we showed how the Karbanos in Vayikra are almost mentioned. The Karbanos in Vayikra are either barely mentioned, the Dikrat and Isha, you should be Mecca and Isha, and if Rashi points out that the only reason there's a pasuk there in Vayikra referencing the Karbanos for each of the Yom Tovim is to tell you that they're not Ma'akiv Zezeh, to tell you that you could just offer, you could get away with offering just one of them. But really, the Karbanos are designed to be mentioned in the list of Musafim in Bamidbar. And we pointed out that in Vayikra there are two Karbanos that are described extensively in Vayikra, only two. And that's the Minchas HaOmer, which is brought on the 16th, with a Karban that's supposed to go with it. And also the Shtei HaLechem, with the Karbanos that are supposed to go with it. Those two are described in Vayikra. And we suggested that the rhyme and reason of all this is that when the Karban is an expression uniquely of that Yom Tov, that's a Vayikra listing. Or when the Karban is an expression uniquely of that day, that's a Vayikra listing. When the Karban is a generic type caused by all the Yom Tov, there's a thing called Musaf on Yom Tov, so then that goes in by Midbar. In Vayikra, the only things the Torah gets into great detail about are the ones that are an expression of that day. So on the 16th day of Nisan, there's a unique expression of that particular day. On the 50th day from that counting, there's a unique expression of that day called Shtei Alechem and the Seven Commandments, so on and so forth. The others, of course, they have their own formula for each Yom Tov, but it's a Musaf. There's a Musaf for Shabbos, a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, a Musaf for Yom Tov. So those Musaf are all listed over there. And with that, we tried to solve a problem. We tried to explain. I don't want to go too far back, but we tried to explain. Really, we really wanted to explain that unusual medrash that had the 16th day as a special Yom Tov, which everybody likes to talk about. We tried to answer Akasha. So we tried to build something out of that. But I found something, I think, even more telltale that I want to go into with you now, which is the Rambam on this din over here. So here, let me pass this out, and I apologize. We're going to look at some Kesef Mishnah, which didn't come out perfectly clear in the Xerox here. So take a look here. This is the Rambam Smidim U'Musafim. Okay, let's go from the beginning. This is the Rambam in Sefer Avodah in Chayosah Smidim U'Musafim. And it's the 8th chapter of Smidim U'Musafim. Yeah, there's another Avodah here. Somebody wants an original. So here's another Avodah. So it's Smidim U'Musafim. And it is the eighth chapter. And it should be halacha, yitzes. So let me just tell you what this chapter is all about. Yeah, so this chapter from the beginning is, these are the dinim of Shavuos. Meaning chapter 7 is the dinim of the Rosh Chodesh. And let's see what else. Then he has the Omer also in chapter 7. Okay. Pesach, he has a lot of different things going on in chapter 7. Any of the mitzvahs here. So Omer in chapter 7. Chapter 8 is the Yom Chamir at the very beginning. On the 50th day of Shavuos, Omer is called Shavuos. Vuhu Atzeres. Okay, whatever that is. And that's an Atzeres. It's a day of rest or something. And on this day you do a Musaf. Just like Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it says, two cows and a ram and seven goats, those are all olos. The two cows, the ram, and the seven goats are all olos. What's the count so far? 2, 1, and 7? 10. The Zir Chatas and a sin offering. You don't have this in front of you unless you have the original text, unless you have the Sefer itself. The Zir Chatas and a he-goat, I guess it's called, for a sin offering. And these are the kavanos. Interesting how the Rambam does this again. The Elohein ha-kavanos, ha-amuros, v'chumash ha-petudin. These are the kavanos mentioned in Bamidbar, v'him Musaf Hayom. And those are the Musaf. So here also the Rambam unusually, atypically references the book. V'od mevi'im yeser al Musaf Hayom hazeh. In addition, you bring it over and above the Musaf for this day, mincha chadasha, a new mincha, shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread, amakrivim im alechem, and together with those two loaves, your makav apar, it's going to be number 11. I'm sorry, is that right? No, 12. Right? V'shnei elim, with two rams, it's 14. V'shiva kvasim, that should be 19. Hakol alos, right. And v'usir chatos, that's going to be 20. V'shnei kvasim zavah shalom, it's going to be 22. Let's see if that works. V'elohein hakavonus amers b'chomish v'yikra. These are the ones that are mentioned in v'yikra. That's really nice. Thank you. Nimsa, occurring beyond the Yeshua Shnei Atzmidim, comes out that in addition to the typical two Atzmidim that go every single day of life, on this day there's Shlosha Parim, a total of three extra cows, with Shlosha Elim, and three Elim, Rabba Asher Kvasim, and 14 Kvasim, 7 and 7, Akol Esrim Behema Olos, 20 animals that end up being Olos, Ushnei Suri Chatzis Nechalim, that's 22, the snake crossed him slowly in the hollow, and so it's 24. Did that happen? Did we follow that?
Hold on.
You said 22,
right?
22. Yeah, uh-huh. So what did we
do? I think I said 21, and we said 20, didn't we?
Yeah. I said 19, right. I remember that. Thank you very much. That's why we had 24. Very good. Thank you all. Thank you for being so polite. Okay. All right. How did I do that? Okay. Then, I'm just skipping along. So he gives all these halachas. There are many halachas here. It's had additional. Okay. Moving on, now we go to the Rambam over here. And let's say, we all have this part, so why don't we go to halacha Yudala. Shtei hachalas ma'akva zezeh. Everybody got that on the top? Yudala? Okay. The two halas ma'akva each other. What does that mean? Or Shnei Akvasim Akim says that the two Karbanas that go with the Shnei Alechem are Ma'akim. Meisachem Eshneim, which means if one of them dies, Obarach, he got away. Anasa Trefa, or it became Trefa, then Yikach Zud L'Sheni. So there, he's allowed to replace the second one. If he shechted one the shmo and the other one not, so he takes it fine. But the point is that let's say you lose one of the shteyachalos, so you can't do the other one without it. Okay. Shteyalechem ma'akim is a question. If you have two lechem, shteyalechem are ma'akim the question. They're prerequisites for the question. You can't offer the question without the shteyalechem. The shteyachalosim and ma'akim is a lechem. It's a set. But the shnei kvasim are not ma'akid the lechem, which means, because the rabbit holds it the other way around. The rabbit holds you have to have you have to have the shnei lechem. If you have the kvasim, how does this go again? Shnei lechem ma'akim is a kvasim. They require the klesim, right. You can't have the shtei alechem without the klesim. Shtei alechem, ain't a makom is alechem. That's right. We paskin that you can actually offer the shtei klesim without the lechem. Right. Vim hunfu, im haklesim, akim zez zeh. However, once you treat them as a set, which means you say, okay, I'm doing everything right, and then you do the snufa of the klesim with the lechem, they now become one set. Then Ma'akim says that. Then the implication is, so if the lechem is lost, then the klesim have to get lost, so to speak, which means you can't offer them, because they're a puzzle. It's all part of one set. You have to replace them. Because that set has been messed up. How do you make it a set? By doing snufa. Okay. And then he talks about how you bring the shtei alechem without the klesim. Okay, fine. We don't have to get into that now. We're not holding that sugya. It's just going to confuse us and distract us. But it's important just to see the lead up here. Then in Yudayin, shnei parim, now hear this. Shnei parim shel Musaf, the two cows of Musaf Hayom, upar habavad lach alechem, and the cow that comes because of the lechem, enim akim zeze. Right, you might say for some reason that they're all cows, and if you don't bring one of the cows, you can't bring any of the cows. You say, no, there's two parim of Musaf, and the par that comes for the lechem, they're not ma'akiv each other. Which means if one is lost, you can still offer the other. Okay. Ayol shel Musaf Hayom, v'shnei elam habayim v'gval alechem, einam ma'akiv. Let's take out the words as that. Let's not gonna leave it in there. Because the Mishnah didn't have it. And he uses that omission to prove something, which might be a little bit tangential right now. But so the isle of the Musaf, the ram of the Musaf, and the two rams that come because of the lechem, which are not coming because of the Musaf, right? So they're not ma'akif. Okay. They're not ma'akif. He doesn't use that word for a reason. We'll see. We might get into it. Now, good test. Shiva kvasim shal Musaf hayom. The shiva kvasim habayim agol alechem. So you have two sets of seven, right? You have the Musaf, which is Shiva Kvasim, the Neshanah, and you have the thing in Vayikra, a seven Kvasim that come with the Lechem. So Einam Akim says that. They are not Ma'akim each other. The initial to Kulam, once you shechted them all, and then after that something goes wrong, and so then Ma'akim says that. Once you made them all into one set, then they're finished. Then you got to get them all up on the Mizbeach. If one gets puzzled for some reason, or the Kabbalah Saddam goes wrong, or the Zrika goes wrong, then it's going to be ma'akev the other 13. Okay, fine. Says the Ravid. The Ravid doesn't like this. And this is not fair to us because we're not really holding in the sugya. We're going to go a little backwards. We'll go to the Gemara in a minute. So, here's the machlok. The Ravid jumps on this halacha where the Rambam says once you make them into a set by shechting them, then they are ma'akev each other. They are prerequisites of each other. They're all a set. Amar Ram. What is this shchita doing over here? The Rambam shouldn't have said this about the shchita combining the seven kvasim of the Musaf with the seven kvasim of the Lechem. Hayal alomar, quote, Avol hein atman de teras kanim. Ma'akvin says that. So the Rambam should have said that the seven kvasim mentioned in that come because of the Lechem in Vayikra, they are ma'akiv each other if you shechted them. At that point, the ma'akiv is zed. The Kesef Mishnah has no vav, where we have u'ma'akiv zed. It's hard to read this rabbit with the vav. So I assume because the mission is a mission is correct. But Hail Lomar, it should have said, Avohim Aswan, they themselves, the seven clusters of Torah's Kanim, Ma'akvin Zazah. Why, my time? What's the reason? The Rabbit goes on based on the Gemara. We'll see in a minute. Havayek Sibuhu, because it says, you, Allah, Lashem, they should be an Allah. So therefore, it means they all are now caused by the Torah, by the word Havaya, to be activated as a set. And therefore, once you shefted them, they all become a set and a mock of each other. Till then, they're not mock of each other. So the Rabbit says it's not true that 7 plus 7, the 7 of one set or mock of the 7 of the other set, they're combined to Shita. That's not true. It's only true that 7 over there, in the 7 of the Shtei Alechem, the 7 clusters that go to Shtei Alechem. Now, if you can look down to the Kesef Mishnah, and good test, if you can bear it, because you're those of you who have the Xerox have a little problem. Okay, you are looking into an original, maybe. Okay, try. It's a little hard. You know what? Let's go to the Gemara first. I'm sorry. Let's go to the Gemara first. The Gemara Menachos. Do it. It's at the bottom of Mem Hayim Abed Menachos. You'll see it there. Not a long passage.
I feel like this is one of the things that we're talking about.
Part of the Muslim.
Weren't you saying that anything that's Abaday, we say it's Muslim? Not, because I was saying, we could easily say there that this is a Minchah, this isn't Shtei Alechem, this isn't something extra being brought, I think the Omer thing, it's something different, it's not Muslim. And this idea of saying it's something different, it's not Muslim, so it doesn't imply that we should be saying, oh, this would be a character. If he was saying, oh, anything that is new is a carbon, but rather, no, anything that has a Muslim would be considered a specific new Muslim, would be considered something about carbon itself, but the carbons they're talking about are not a Muslim, they're something else. They're
posted
onto the day, but it's not
Muslim. All right, but here's, okay, let's go back to some clarification here real quick. So his kasha was, this Chacham Echad that Rav Hamra has quoted in the Sefer. So his kasha was, if you're going to tell me that it's a Yom Tov because of a special carbon, then based on the Gemara in Erechim that says that on Sukkot you have a full Hallel because you change the carbon every day, so now on the second day of Pesach you change the carbon and you should have a full Hallel, right? So I said what I said. And then, as you were saying, to answer that question, what you're saying now?
What I'm saying is, by the Omer, so you're saying that the Omer is not considered a Muslim. It is something else. Similar to Shtei Alechem, the Sfarad Shuah, it's not considered a Muslim. But once it's maybe included, we might be considered
a Muslim. You're saying, so a different Musaf, that would cause a full halal, but a different carbon that's not a Musaf wouldn't cause a halal.
Right, and that's what it says in the word, because Musaf specifically is one. Whether it's a Musaf, then whatever.
But it would cause a Yom Tov. You know, according to that Medrash that says it's called a Chag HaOmer, because it's a new, because of a special carbon, it would do that, but it wouldn't cause a halal, because it's not a matzah.
Okay,
it could very well be.
I think this just shows that once we, even though we might have a special carbon of the day, it is not necessarily, it does not have to be classified as a matzah. It
would
be a cup on the day.
Yeah, but I mean, the Rambam is real clear that this is not the matzah, because he says, yes, there are a matzah, right? He's very clear, and that's why, and you're saying, that's why he says, Tarshkanim, Midbar, to differentiate between what's a Muslim and what's not. Okay, so now the only thing that's missing, and there's nothing wrong with this, but the only thing that's missing is we have to prove that the Gemara and Erisim would be limited only to a Musaf change and not a carbon change in order to say Fohawa. You're saying that the Gemara only means it regarding Musafim, which is, could be true, because we have a precedent to that Gemara, we can only use the precedent for what it says, which is talking about Sukkot. Okay. Sorry, I hear.
Okay. Yeah. He says he was using mucked up.
Okay. Yeah. So I just want to be clear. There's nobody who implies otherwise that the Karbanos of Shtei Alechem and the Kolasim and the Omer is considered part of the Musa. There might be somebody who says that it's an expression of the day. See, that's the question. Is it an expression of the day or not? Is it an expression of the Yom Tov of the day, or is it somehow another thing that happens to happen on that day? There are implications of this discussion because they talk, they want to talk about the whole question of whether Shnei Lechem is a matir, is it there in order to allow you to bring Chedesh in the Beis HaMikdash, because halacha is you cannot Chedesh anywhere in the world, right, at least, till the 16th of Nisan. And in the Beis HaMikdash you cannot Chedesh until Shnei Lechem are brought on Shavuot. So this Shnei Lechem, is it a matir, or is it a celebration, so to speak, of the Yom Tov, right? So you can see some of the implications of this thing, depending on whether you hold that the Shnei Lechem is an expression of Shavuot, or is it some coming to be matir Chedesh. And it happens to be on Shavuot. I'm just saying there's a lot of discussion here, and it depends on a lot of subjects that we're not going to go into. That's why I avoided that discussion this time. But anyway, alright, so here, let's look at this Gemara. This Gemara is on the very bottom of the page. The Gemara is following on the heels of Mishnah at the top of the page, which is talking about these din that we just saw in the Rambam HaKvasim HaKvasim. It's not HaKvasim HaKvasim HaKvasim. It's HaKvasim, it's HaKvasim, whatever it is. Okay, what's HaKvasim what? And we said in the Gemara said that the way we know that once you shech them, they're ma'akid each other is because it says yihiyu. The Gemara says, let's see if we can find this quickly. so I think it's what Rashi should make. I don't know if I'm, let's see.
This is my
You see my friend Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah.
Yeah, see Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva holds the lechem is ma'ak of the question, that the question is ma'ak of the question, lechem. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva learns that there shall be yiyu and tehiyena. Okay. So he's trying, the word yiyu is by shtei lechem, and tehiyena is by something else. Or is there the other way around? Tehiyena is by shtei lechem, yiyu is by the, is by something else. I forgot what the Rashi would tell us. Got right over to the left from where that Gemara is, a little bit broad, one line up is Rashi. Gama yiyu and tehiyena. To see the lechem, by lechem it says, shnei kvasim, v'heniv ha-kohen osam ha-lechem ha-bikurim tnufa yihiyu l'ashem la-kohen. Okay, so it says yihiyu. Yihiyu havaya. Okay, the way Adinan, I can't see it. I just can't read this well. The way Adinan, hey Kaima. We don't know which havaya is referring to. What's the next word? Havaya o alechem o akvasim. We don't know which havaya, either it's referring to the lechem or the kvasim. Which is it connected to? So he learns yiyu, so he takes yiyu and connects it to the solus to hyena, which is also the verb, a use of the verb havaya. Ma hahi havaya alechem. That hyena is referring to the bread. Afi havaya alechem. So also here, this yiyu is referring to the bread itself, and therefore it's going to end up in the mouth. Then the Gemara goes on. Benanas who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he holds the kvasim are makif the lechem, and the lechem are not makif the kvasim. Why? Because he holds another there. You don't have to pay too close attention to this. Benanas kama yiyu. He learns yiyu literally, right? He means the shava. He wants the words to be exactly right. He doesn't like the yiyu from Tiyera. Ma'ala unlike kvasim, just like the word yiyu over there meant kvasim. Afkai kvasim. So comparing it to kvasim, look at Rashi. Kama yiyu mi yiyu desiv gavi shiva kvasim. It says over there by the shiva kvasim, yiyu ala Hashem, that they should be in ala Hashem. So too, the kvasim also are yiyu. Okay. So I'm just giving you the background so we understand that there's a special pasuk of yiyu that puts them all together. That's the point. What's grouped together? That's the question. Yiyu. What's yiyu? So we're saying the kvasim are grouped together. After the bottom of the page, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Very bad on pitch. Hakol modim shum huzku zilim. Everybody agrees. Ma'akev, not ma'akev, you argue this, ma'akev. Everyone agrees. Shum huzku zilim. If they were connected or attracted, is literally the word, to each other. Shum ma'akev zilim. Now they are ma'akev each other. The ezu is zika shumhen. What would be the process of doing zika for them? Shechita. So let's look at Rashi on top of the page. Shehim Huzka Kuzozeh. Shehayim B'yachat. They were together. Ba'achach Avad Lechem. So if they were all, if they were Huzka together, they were attracted together. So they were together. But, and then one of them was left. The Lechem of Kavatim. One of this whole bundle was lost. Shema'akim says that everyone would agree that they are now ma'ak of each other. So what happens when you lose part of a set? So then the rest has to go be burnt. It can't be put on the mizbeach because it's nidcha, it's pushed away from being an appropriate korban to the loss of its partner that was part of its group. Okay. And what is the zika continuing the Rashi? The age of zika shemahen. What is the zika that makes them be considered part of one group? Shchita. Shemahaya lahem. B'shas shchita. I'm sorry. Shemahaya lechem. Yeah, thank you. Shemahaya lechem b'shas shchita. V'akach avay. O lechem. O kvasim. Avako. So once you do shchita to the kvasim, if the lechem was there at that time, the lechem becomes grouped with the kvasim. It's now all one big carbon set, and now you have to have the whole thing or nothing. So if you lose any of it, then the whole thing is gone. So that's what Rav Yochanan says. Now let's go back to the Kesef Mishnah to see this Rambam. Remember, the Rambam said the seven of Musaf and the seven of Kvasim can be grouped together by Shechita. Says the Rav, what's he talking about? He should have just said that about the Karbanas in Vayikra, that those Karbanas in Vayikra, which are what? The Karbanas that go with the Shnei Lechem, those are grouped together by Shechita. But he never should have said that those seven are grouped together with the Musaf. Shechita. That's what the Rav said. Right? Where does he get this Shechita of putting the seven and seven together? The seven with the lechem could be together. All right, now to the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Okay, let's see what's next. Let's see. He's saying, he should have said, Hein Atzman, the ones of Torah's coming, the ones in Vayikra, they're mocking each other.
Okay.
So let's go through this. This first part, alright, this first part is fun, but we don't really need it. He's just making the Dayak White doesn't say Zed, and Halakha Yachet. You know, we're going to skip that part. We don't need that for this. The Marish doesn't help us. Okay, Umasha Kosev, it's the fourth line down in Halacha Yotzes in the Kesef Mishnah. You got that? In other words, you see where Yotzes begins, count down four lines, and it's the fifth word on the line. Sixth word. Umasha Kosev, Umem Shin. Everybody have it? Umasha Kosev. And that which the Rambam says, in Mishnah Tukula Ma'akim Zezeh, that if they're all shechted, then they ma'akim each other. I mean, it's just in Mishnah Tukula Ma'akim Zezeh. Shom, that's the Gemara. Ibid, okay, that's Menachos, that's what we have. Amar Rav Yochanan got the wrong footnote here, by the way. They say Nezav is going to pay. Amar Rav Yochanan.
Yeah,
Ketav, the inside
Ketav.
Column. Yeah, look at my first adapt. Look where my hand is. It's right there. Yeah, you'll see it says Yotes, and then count down four lines. 3, 4, and then we'll write the 6th word. Masha Kosev. You might have a different print, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
Okay.
What do you have, the red rods over there?
Yeah, the red rods.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you got your test there and the Kesef Mishnah? Sorry.
Yeah, but,
what we can say.
What's the
Well, it's Umem Shin. Yeah, so then okay. Go four lines down. There's a Menda Umem Shin under that, about three or four lines. I don't know how wide your lines are.
Okay.
Umasha Kosev, the initial to Kulan. It's about four wide lines later. Could be eight lines in our columns.
Okay.
Umasha Kosev, what the Rambam says, the initial to Kulan, this din that we're looking at, Sham, that's the Gemara, Amar of Yachanan, Hakomar, then Shim Husniku Zelazer, Shim Akan Zelazer. Now what does Rashi say? We saw Rashi. So Rashi says, the Pirush Rashi, Shein Huska Guzel is there. If they were attracted to each other, Shahaya Biyachai, That they were somehow put together in a group and one is lost in their own market. And then we're just putting Rashi. And what's left after one is lost, that has to be burnt, and this is the Ibud of Eretz. It's pushed away from the Mizbeach to the loss of its friend. The Ezu Zika, what is the Zika Shemahen? Hakavasa and Yachad, that causes them to be considered a group. Shita, Shemaya, Lechem, the Shah Shita, if the bread was there at the time they shafted the Kvasim, Akach Abed Alechem Kvasim, and one of the unit is now lost, Abed Akal, the whole thing's gone. The Yeshlet Moa, now we come. Here comes the Kazim Mishnah. The Yeshlet Moa, Al Nash, because of the Raivad, we have to, I'm blown away about what the Raivad says, that I also Musa Bam Avram, the Raivad says, Leyadati, Shchitazu, Bekan, Mayi, Avalei Lememra, Avalei Nasman, the Torah Shkana Makan says that, the Raivad asked on the Rambam, that he should have limited his din to the Karbanos of Vayikra, my time Havaya Tzibu, because of the word Havaya that it says over there, Yihiyu Allah Lashem, Yihiyu, so that they're all set as one big unit. But I don't understand, says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand what the greatest question is. So Rei Masha Kesef Rabbeinu, Shem Mishu Tzu Makin Zezeh, Mavur Hubi Braisa Kedivra Rav Yochan Shechazavdi. Rav Yochan says, if they are all Shechted, if they're Shechita, then they're turned into a unit. So the problem is that that we learned like Rashi, so therefore we think the Raivad might be right. Because of Hari Kirkus, Zal, Das HaRaivad to Rashi. The Raivad is learning that Gemara like Rashi, Dahi, Durav Yachan, and Akavasim, Shem, Rakan, Zalach, and Lachudkai. It's only going on the question of the set of Kvasim that goes together with the Lechem, are they Ma'akiv or not? Says Rav Yochanan that whether you hold their ma'akev or not, if the shechita, then the lechem and the kvasim go together, right? The hanu dafka kavar shechita. So therefore, the Rav is learning that gemara is talking only about the vayikra set of seven kvasim of the shtei halachim. That's exactly how Rashi explained it, right? But the Rambam wouldn't learn that way. The Rambam is going to learn that somehow Rav Yochanan is holding that it would include the Musafim. So now, I want to come along and say, I know why. I know why the Rambam differs with the Raivad. It's actually based on how the Rambam understands the whole dichotomy of the Sukkim, because I'm going to show you another oddity that we never noticed before. We want to look in Vayikra, in Bamidbar. In Bamidbar and Pinchas, there's one thing that doesn't fit the nice, clean break that we said exists. We said in Pinchas, the Safin, and in Vayikra, the special karbanos for the day itself, and with an oblique reference to the Safin, right? But look, there's one thing that doesn't fit. And to your surprise, it's going to be on Shavuos. Okay. On Shavuos is the only time where in Pinchas, it bothers to mention a carbon which is really focused on specifically in Vayikra. Okay, meaning, what would be the other one, besides Shavuos, where it could have mentioned something that came from Vayikra, and it could have mentioned it here and it doesn't? And that's what else was mentioned in Vayikra? The Omer. So the Omer is not mentioned anywhere in Pinchas. And really, I wouldn't expect it to be, because it comes on the 16th of Nisan, and Pinchas is talking about Yom Tovim, when you're having Yom Tovim, you're offering Musaf, right? But there is a Musaf on the 16th, and it doesn't and it doesn't make any oblique reference to the Omer at all. But look what happens on the Yom Shavuos. The Yom Bikurim, the Hakriv Shem Mincha Chadash Shalai Shem Shavuos Shem. When you're Makriv that new Mincha, where is that new Mincha? The one I told you about in Vayikra that I described in detail. It has seven Kvasim, and it has a Ayo and a Chatas, and it goes to Shtei Halachem. So I'm not telling you about that. Now I'm going to tell you, says the Torah, you should make a special list of the Nikraftim, Allah, the Reference of Hashem, Parim, and the Shnayim, Allah, the Chesh, the Mishnah, and a Mincha that goes with this Musaf, right? So this Musaf is the only one in Pinchas that also makes reference to the Karbanos of, the unique Karbanos of Shavuos, right? So I want to suggest that that's why the Rambam understands that the seven Kvasim of the Lechem are connected to the seven kvasim of the Musaf, because later on in this parasha it also says, let's see, what does it say? Here you have a Yehiyu also. So here the Torah is also grouping up by mentioning the Mincha Chadasha Vashem Shechu Oseichem. The Torah is now grouping all of these things together. So the same limud that would have caused the Shiva Kvasim over there to be grouped together with the Lechem because of Yehiyu, that same limud, by virtue of the fact that the Torah, by the Mustafim, makes a mention of the special Karban Ashavuot, would also group it here. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the Shechitah's Kvasim would extend all the way to Mustafim. Perhaps. It's not a Gzeres Shavah. The Yehiyu itself is a Gzeres Shavah. I don't need that. I don't need to make a Gzeres Shavah. I can't make up a Gzeres Shavah. I can't do that. But I can read. Well, I'm saying I'm reading that the Torah is telling me that I want you to connect the Musafim to the Mincha Chadasha. Right? It's unique in that by the Omer he doesn't do that at all. There's no evidence of that. Not that it would have been easy to do it, but it wouldn't have been shocking if it did it, because he goes through the carbon of Musaf of every day of Pesach. It could have said something in it if he wanted it. The point is that here I'm just saying that there's a reason for us to think that a non-natural group that gets kavua by Shechita would extend all the way to the kvasim of the Mincha Chadasha as well. Possible. Especially since there is a Yehiyu at the end also. Okay, which Yehiyu teaches that something is, you understand, the Gzeres Shavah, it doesn't tell you that what Yehiyu means. The Gzeres Shavah tells you which to connect to. But Yehiyu means they shall be a set. They shall be as one. That you don't need a Gzeres Shavah for. The Gzeres Shavah Machlokes Bananas and Rav Akiva is what Yehiyu connects to. What is a set? But once you know the Yehiyu means that, so I'm saying, so Yehiyu here means everything over here and mentioned in this paragraph is one big set, under certain conditions. Alright, so I'm just pointing out again, this all is possible implications of the bifurcation of the balance between Bamidbar and Vayikra, which will explain why the Rambam is so particular. Whenever he gets into these things, he can say for Abakudin, say for Vayikra, both in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in Siyum and Mitzvah. Okay. So I'm just pointing out that nothing the Rambam does, we all know this anyway, but it's a pleasure when you can notice it. When he does something and you notice some possible implications, you can see why the Rambam is so mediocre and so careful. Alright, let's go on in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Well, you don't have it. Maybe you do. How many copies do we have here? You have the Sefer HaMitzvot? Okay, good. Alright, so we're okay. We're basically okay. So I don't think there's much to look at in Mem Zayin and Mem Tes. We'll look at it, but I think we can go pretty quickly. We covered a couple of these things before. Mem Zayin is Hishas Yivanu, that we, Klai Yisrael, commanded Lahakir Kerpa Musa B'yam Rishim Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to give him Musa, who Musa Rosh Hashanah, Rami Yisrael, Vachadosh Hashim, Vachadosh Hashim, Vachadosh Hashim, Vachadosh Hashim, okay, beautiful. So now we have a mitzvah of a Musa for Rosh Hashanah. We're not surprised. We expect every Yom Tov to have a special mitzvah. This is the Rambam Shita, that Musaf of each Yom Tov is a separate mitzvah. Even though some Rishonim hold that all the Musafim belong in one mitzvah, the Rambam holds that they're separate. Okay. Then the 48, a mitzvah HaMemches, he should see when Allah gave Kerbal Musaf Yom Tzir in the Tishrei. This is the mitzvah that we have to give a Musaf on the 10th day of Tishrei. Meaning, it's a special Yom Tov, so you have a Musaf. And Behu Amir Yisrael, that's what it says, Uva Asala Chodesh Hashvi, on the 10th day of the 7th month, V'yikrav Temel Lala Hashem, you should give an Ola. What's it going to be? Re'ach Nicha, a feeling fragrance. Par Ben Bakar, Ayel Echad, Fosimination Nara, Shivat Miller. So it tells you the formula for the Musaf of Yom Kippur. So therefore there's a mitzvah to give a Musaf on Yom Kippur. And what's noticeable here is that if you learn the Sechas Yoma, and you've learned a little bit of halachas, so you know that there's a din that the Kohen Gadol, who is the one who does the entire service in Yom Kippur, has to do the entire service. Everything that's done in Yom Kippur and the Beit HaMikdash is done by the Kohen Gadol. Perhaps. It seems that almost everything, certainly everything major, is done in Beit HaMikdash and Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So now, as soon as the Rambam tells you that there's a special message to do in Musaf, so then you say, wow, that's really interesting. Because the Musaf comes in the context of a whole long series of Karbanos and Achrabos and Hazaros Adan and Tevilos and changing clothing and a whole big Seder Avoda. And the Rambam now is clearly telling you that when you come to Yom Kippur, You don't have a mitzvah d'oraita of doing a long service in the Beit HaMikdash that includes a musaf. No. That's going to be a separate mitzvah. It's going to be mitzvah 49. Mitzvah 48 is going to be a mitzvah alone. Even though there's an order, and the musaf fits into an order, but it's a special, it's not called the Seder HaAvoda of Yom Kippur, right? It's a special din. There's a din of musaf on Yom Kippur. So, of course, it's going to fit in a certain sequence. But it's its own din. It's a musaf. It's not that there's a Yom Kippur Avoda that includes a musaf. Okay? I'm just noting that. It's not shocking, but it's noteworthy. Mitzvah Amen Tes, the 49th mitzvah, he should see Vanu Lasos Avodas Hayom. You hear this? Now, this is the mitzvah that we are commanded to do the Avodas Hayom, to do the service of the day of Yom Kippur. What does that mean, the service of the day? He doesn't say that about any other day. So he's saying, Kalamar, meaning Kalal, HaKarbonos, the whole collection of the Karbonos. I think that word Kalal is good to take out the collection, the including the group of Karbonos, Bahaviduyim, the confessions, Hamasukanim, the Yom Tov Kippur, which are specially set up for the day of the fast of atonement, today, so Yechupa Bahem, so that all the sins, Kol Avodas, will be atoned through them. From Moshe Baba Kassus, like it's described in the parashah and the passage, Vehi Hachuka Bechlola Hatsu Ba'atamas. And that is the Chukah, the statute in its whole picture, which is described in Achrimas. Okay. Which is also interesting, the Rambam gives you the Mara Makam for it. Okay, fine. The Re'iyas, that's not so weird here, but it's interesting. Okay. The Re'iyas, Heyos HaKlau Kula Mitzvah Achas, Rayas, I'm sorry. The proof that all of the things you're going to do on Yom Kippur are one mitzvah, the Rambam's already hearing the other Rishonim yelling at him. The other Rishonim is saying, what? Vidui goes together with the Karbanos, and the Karbanos goes together with the Tzila Zadel, and different kinds of Karbanos. You can have them all be one mitzvah? Well, what, there are all kinds of things you have to do on Yom Kippur. Why are you telling me this is all one mitzvah? So Rama says, I can bring a raya. The raya Toyota Klal Kulo mitzvah achas, that the whole service is considered one mitzvah. Amram, the self parak Hamishim Kippurim, is that which they say in the end of the fifth parak of Yoma, Kol Maisa Yoma Kippurim Amr Al Seder Hiksim Maisa Chaver Lo Tukulim, that the whole service of Yom Kippur, which is specified in a certain order, if you jump the order and take number three and make it number two, it's puzzle, lost a clue. So therefore, what do you see from that? That there is a particular order that must be done. By definition, says the Rambam, that makes it into one long Maisa mitzvah. Because if they were separate, then they could be jumped around. The fact that they must be done in order, and if you rearrange it, they're not yotze, that means that it's one long thing that must be done. In a certain sense, not a certain sense, we can start, without knowing the sugya very well, we can start sensing this, because if something is a separate unit, a separate concept from another one, so I understand there's a halacha that certain things, a tadir, shen, a tadir, what comes more often goes first, or you have to do this first in order to do that, because you need, it's more convenient, but to say that you're not yotze, if you change the order, it's got to be, therefore, that it's one unit. It's one system, right? And if you mess up the whole thing, you mess up that one unit. And therefore, says the Rambam, that's why I conclude that the whole Yom Kippur service is one big mitzvah. Now, let me ask you a kasha. But you just told me musaf is not. You just told me the musaf is a separate mitzvah. And that Gemara that you're quoting to prove that the Maisi Yom Kippurim, I'm going to say there is Losa Klum, I think that Gemara applies to musaf also. So how do you deal with this? How does the Rambam deal with this? Right, that's going to be an interesting question. Okay, right, but you hear the problem, right? The musaf is one of the things that Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur and Beit Hamikdash in a certain order, and the Rambam is using that insistence on an order to prove that the whole service of Beit Hamikdash is one mitzvah, but yet he lets the musaf be a separate mitzvah. Okay, so we have to really appreciate that.
Why is he? I think that's an important thing. Why I think that's not. Because in Simchon, it doesn't say, So it does have a Musaf in the Midbar. Why are you saying this? And he's saying, no, Taka, the Musaf that we have special for that day is really everything is not Ma'ar. And that's not Musaf like every other one of these things of the Amkong Musaf.
Wait a minute, I'm not sure I'm following. In 48, he's telling us about the Mitzvah of Musaf. That's coming from the Midbar. And he looked, right, 49 is not Musaf. 48 is Musaf, 49 is the Avodah Sayyos.
Right.
So there's one other point I want to point out here before we go to work on this, or in order to work on this. Notice that the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur, if you were the Rambam, what would you say? Who is this mitzvah on? Right, I would have said that there's a mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. Right. So therefore, he's right. So the point is that really the mitzvah is Klal Yisrael, like all other Kabbalah Tzibur, right? Like all the Musafim. We can't do the Kabbalah because we're not Kohenim. But the mitzvah is to get it done, and one of the ways to do it properly is that it has to be done by a Kohen, these other Kabbalah Tzibur. So here too, there's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael to get the Avodah done. Is the Avodah kosher by anybody else? No, only by a Kohen. Right? But it's not a mitzvah of the Kohen to do it. It's not a mitzvah on him. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. And what's interesting is, you can almost bring a raya that that's true, that it's not a mitzvah on a Kohen, because the Kohen does all the Avodahs of the day, even Avodahs that other... The Kohen Gadol does all the Avodahs of the day, even Avodahs that on other days other Kohenim did. So therefore, you can't say that it's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. He was doing some things that day, like the Karban Tumid. The Karban Tumid is a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do. And that day, the Kohen Gadol did it. So you can't say that the Avodahs and Kippur is entirely a mitzvah of the Kohen. Right? I mean, it makes sense.
Actually, can I just say something for now? No one's going to say that the carbon tumid that they did that day is the Avodah Siyam also. Clearly, that was its own separate mitzvah also.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Even though you have to do it in the right Seder.
Yeah, so let's say, well, because the tumid has to be done in the right Seder because of the special din that it has to be the first thing of the day. And the tumid can never be met. That's not a din of Yom Kippur Seder. But still, but your point is that they clearly were the second mitzvah.
Unless it's just
part of the day, yeah.
Can you say just like the new things that have to be that are their own mitzvah? The Musaf is like every Yom Kippur. The Musaf is your every Yom Kippur.
Right. So then
that's not necessarily
It's already pre-existing.
And the fact it has a place, but that doesn't take away.
So when the Rambam in 48,
the new mitzvah that you have to do for Yom Kippur, especially Yom Kippur.
So when the Rambam lists that in 49, he's talking about only the Avodas of Yom Kippur that are unique to Yom Kippur. That's what he's talking about in Mitzvah 49. Nothing else. Not the time and not the Mitzvah, which makes sense. Okay. And we're noting that it's, even though it has to be done by a Kohen Gadol, it's not a Mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. It's a Mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol is one of the Dinim that has to be done. Okay. Very good. Alright. Yeah, I have another diuk here. Let's see.
The two things that are not that we can compare to the one.
Very good. That is the machlokas Rambam and Ramban in the Shrushit. Whether there's something which is not considered that becomes a separate mitzvah or not.
That would make sense here. I mean, why does he have a mitzvah? So yeah, they're both required. The Taka, you need to do them appropriately.
You need to do them in light of them, but there's two separate things. The Bible says that if you have a set, like a lechem of the thing, so there's one required the other, that's different than the question of the order. Here the Rambam is making the point that the order of one, if taking one out of order, would be a problem. which is different. I don't think he's running into that service. I don't think he's running into that service at all. That would be something like Shema in the morning, right? That was the whole thing. Shema in the morning, Shema in the afternoon, in the evening. So they're not mocking each other. If you don't do Shema at night, it doesn't have to end the mitzvah you did in the morning, right? So therefore, the Rambam holds it's one mitzvah. The Ramban held it's two mitzvahs. Ramban wanted Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening to be two separate mitzvahs. But that was because he argues on the Shavuos altogether. But that's not the issue over here. The issue over here is the order, not so much whether it's mocking each other, whether it's one set or not, but the order. So we've got to. All right, fine. So this is what we have to work on here. So these are the issues here. Why, it's not really a kasha so much, but why is the Korban Musaf, what is exactly the rule here that makes the Korban Musaf a separate one? You're saying because it's not unique to Yom Kippur. That's what you're saying. And the other avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur, that's a special mitzvah of Yom Kippur. And it's not a mitzvah of the Kohen, it's a mitzvah of Kohen. It's like, okay, so maybe we don't have any problems. Maybe we're fine.
I actually have something else that's a little weird. Normally, every time he says the Musaf, he says, you have to offer Musaf in the day, and that's called the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Seres, Musaf Pesach. But Yom Kippur doesn't say that. It doesn't say that's called the Musaf Rosh
Hashanah. Wow, that's interesting. That's good. I mean, for example, you know, I'll tell you what's going to give it away. I don't know the answer at all. But we have to look at the yard. I'll pick you anything to run under the yard that's going to tip his hands. Let's see. First of all, it should be over here. It should be in Paris. That might be it. I don't know why yet, but at least we have we had something unusual. When he says the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, now he's coming the next Musaf and he's giving you the Musaf of Yom Kippur. It happens to be the exact same formula as the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. It's the only Musaf that's not unique in its formula. But so what? Same numbers, yeah. It's a Parva Ayil and Shiva Kvasim and a Sira Chakas. It's exactly what it was in Rosh Hashanah. Parva Ayil, Shiva Kvasim, Sira Chakas. It's your chatas. And let's see what Rosh Chodesh was. Yeah. Shnei Parim Ayo Shiva Kvasim. It's your chatas. Exactly right. Okay? So now Yom Kippur is like Rosh Hashanah. And Shavuot is like Rosh Chodesh. Does he smell a second? I know. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. I want to tell you, I'm telling you, I hate to admit it, until I go through this now in detail, you ask me what the Musaf of any other one say, it was an animal. There was, there goes the Musaf, right? And is it an Ola? No, it's a Musaf. I probably knew it was an Ola, but it's wild. There's the thing, it's a Musaf. The whole corral. Okay, anyway. This is really, that's a nice view. We have to figure that out. Okay. That's all I have, folks. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.